Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
The consequence of that is that you have this young brain that has a lot of what neuroscientists call plasticity. It can change really easily, essentially. But it's not very good at like putting on its jacket and getting into preschool in the morning.
And then something changed my life. I saw a completely new way of being. I discovered Selena.
De costa a costa, de frontera a frontera.
After 11 years on dialysis, my dad finally received a call from Cincinnati telling him that he is active on the kidney transplant list. He's improved his eating habits, he likes to go on walks, does exercises at home, and has become more appreciative and connected to our family.
On the way today, listen for samples from these three podcasts, The Ezra Klein Show, Anything for Selena, and Dayton Youth Radio. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Since its advent as a Vox Media podcast, The Ezra Klein Show has been pumping out consistently interesting and surprising interviews of some of the most important voices in America today. And then even after making the switch to The New York Times, the show hasn't skipped a beat, balancing explicitly newsy interviews with conversations that align with Klein's more personal, unapologetically geeky interests. But since the turn of 2021, many of the new episodes have come to collectively focus on a response to the essential question, what lessons did we learn from the Trump presidency, and how do we make sure those lessons stick? Hear for yourself what The Ezra Klein Show has to offer with a sample clip from the recent episode featuring Cal Psychology and Philosophy professor Allison Kopnick. In the episode, Kopnick and Klein discuss the beginner's mind that children naturally possess and the ways we're socially conditioned to lose that mind as we age.
But I think it's more than just the fact that you have, you know, what the Zen masters call beginner's mind, right? You know, that you start out not knowing as much. I think we can actually point to things like the physical makeup of a child's brain and an adult brain that make them differently adapted for exploring and exploiting.
You have some work on this. What does look different in the two brains?
So there's two big areas of development that seem to be different. So one of them is that the young brain seems to start out making many, many new connections. So what you'll see when you look at a chart of synaptic development, for instance, is you've got this early period when many, many, many new connections are being made. And then you've got this later period where the connections that are used a lot, that are working well, they get maintained, they get strengthened, they get to be more efficient. And then the ones that aren't are pruned, as neuroscientists say. They kind of disappear. The consequence of that is that you have this young brain that has a lot of what neuroscientists call plasticity. It can change really easily, essentially. But it's not very good at like putting on its jacket and getting into preschool in the morning. It's not very good at doing anything that is the sort of things that you need to act well. And it's especially not good at things like inhibition. It's especially not good at doing things like having one part of the brain restrict what another part of the brain is going to do. So that's one change, this change from this lots of local connections, lots of plasticity, to something that's got longer and more efficient connections, but is less changeable. The other change that's particularly relevant to humans is that we have the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of our brain that's sort of the executive office of the brain, where long-term planning, inhibition, focus, all those things seem to be done by this part of the brain. And what happens with development is that that part of the brain, that executive part, gets more and more control over the rest of the brain as you get older. So that the ability to have an impulse in the back of your brain and the front of your brain can come in and shut that out. Or there's a distraction in the back of your brain, something that is in your visual field that isn't relevant to what you do. And the frontal part can literally shut down that other part of your brain.
A sample from the Ezra Klein Show from the New York Times. Get your finger on the pulse of science, culture, and news in America with the help of the Ezra Klein Show. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. You could theoretically call our next podcast, Anything for Selena, part documentary and part memoir, but even that description doesn't adequately capture the scope of this deeply personal project. On paper, the nine-part series follows WBUR Boston's managing editor, Maria Garcia, as she revisits and unpacks the legacy of Selena Quintanilla Perez, the late Tejano music legend, better known to her fans simply as Selena. But as a Tejano woman herself, whose identity was meaningfully formed by Selena's presence in the public eye, Garcia is as much a subject of the podcast as the icon being considered. She stands as evidence of Selena's impact, carrying forth the singer's legacy by claiming back her narrative in bold, powerful ways. Here's a snippet for you from the debut episode of Anything for Selena, titled Selena and Me. In the episode, Maria lays out her connection to the Mexican-American singer, in whom she found a sense of belonging as a child growing up on the U.S.-Mexico border.
And I felt a rejection, a stigma in both countries. I toggled between Mary and Maria, switching at either side of the border. In both places, it felt like the other half of me was missing. Like these two parts of myself were divorced from each other. A gash inside of me separating them. The border defined me and divided me. And then something changed my life. I saw a completely new way of being. I discovered Selena.
De costa a costa, de frontera a frontera, conquistando el mercado en toda la Unión Americana y la República Mexicana. Con ustedes, desde la ciudad de Corpus Christi, Selena y los Dinos.
I know I had heard her music before and been vaguely aware of her, but I specifically remember the first time I really saw Selena on TV. I must have been about 7. She had this cascade of black hair, red lips, brown skin. She sang like she felt every single word of her songs, like the music was emanating from her body. People just loved her. I loved her.
A sample from Anything for Selena from WBUR Boston. Explore the tragically short history of one of the world's most celebrated entertainers on Anything for Selena. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org and look for the Start Here menu item. Our local podcast this week is from Dayton's National Public Radio member station, WYSO. It's called Dayton Youth Radio. On this wonderful, publicly funded program, Southwestern Ohio high school students get a chance to get a real-life, hands-on radio experience while sharing the stories that matter to them. Whether it's a message to a lifelong role model, an essay about the future, or a piece of important Ohio history, Dayton Youth Radio brings you short but meaningful glimpses into the lives of the kids on the path to become leaders in our future communities. Try out this clip from the episode of Dayton Youth Radio titled Father-Daughter Dance. In this installment, Centerville High School student Layla Mays joins the show to share a little story about why her dad is her hero.
Recently, my family and I were sitting together. My dad was talking about this period in his life.
Many people don't know that you can live a healthy life with one kidney. I encourage people to be a donor. Anytime I would go to the DMV, you know, they ask you, you know, do you want to be a living donor? I would say no. But it wasn't until I experienced my journey that I realized the importance of being a donor. And now your mom and I both are donors. One of the things that I've always wanted to ask is, how have you felt with me being on dial?
Honestly, like, some days it's hard. Some days you're just kind of down or, like, in pain because of some things that come with kidney failure. Like, especially seeing you, like, on the machine at home. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. God. People should know that there are good days and there are bad days.
My day will come to where I will get my healing. We will rejoice in me getting the victory of a transplant.
After 11 years on dialysis, my dad finally received a call from Cincinnati telling him that he is active on the kidney transplant list. He's improved his eating habits, he likes to go on walks, does exercises at home, and has become more appreciative and connected to our family. He even found a new passion for cooking over the years, which we all enjoy.
From our local creators in the tri-state area, that was Dayton Youth Radio from WYSO. Broaden your perspective with the voice of the future on Dayton Youth Radio. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org, or download the WVXU app and scroll all the way down for Start Here. Before we wrap up, each week we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Debuting last week, this podcast has made the hard look easy by reaching number one with its debut episode. Not surprising, since the title is We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle, author of the book Untamed. Her description says, "We're here to help each other carry the hard so we can all live a little bit lighter and braver, more free and less alone." That's We Can Do the Hard Things, number one now on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about We Can Do the Hard Things and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.